We've only dealt with the principle, the sequence principle, but that's the essence of what I'm trying to teach. Always do that one first. Then seek to be understood. Let me just say a word on this. As with all of those professions, as with this son in this role play or any other situation, once you understand, the person is far more open to your influence and you can courageously put forth your point of view. The other day, a friend of mine, a professor at a university, said, "Stephen, you know, I can't get to first base getting the funding I need on my research because my research is really not in the mainstream of this department's interest." I said, "If I were you, I'd make an effective presentation. Describe the alternative they are in favor of better than they can themselves. Show that you understand them in depth. And describe it better than, so they feel deeply understood. You can do it. Do it. I encourage you to do it." He said, "Well, I'll try." I said, "Now remember, do you want to practice with me?" And he was willing to. He went in to make his presentation. And he said, "Let me see if I first understand what the concerns are about my presentation and my recommendation and what you're really going after." And he took the time to do it slowly, gradually. In the middle of his presentation, demonstrating his depth of understanding of their point, a senior professor turned to another one, nodded, turned back to him and said, "You've got your money." I was in Chicago training some people. It was all on this subject. I asked them, "Practice it tonight and report back the next morning." One man came in the next morning and said, "I cannot believe what happened last night. Can you briefly describe it?" He said, "All right. I've been working on a real estate deal for many, many months. And we were in the wrap-up stage, right there in the hotel room. I could see that the deal was not going in my favor. The main principal was there, an attorney, CPA, another real estate person that came in with another alternative just recently, myself and one other person. And I panicked." He said, "I had all my eggs in that one basket. I had no other business, all my income. I was going into debt, and it wasn't going in my direction. I just pulled out every stop I knew. The final stop was to say this, 'Can we just delay this decision a little longer?' But the momentum was so strong, and they were so disgusted by having this thing go on so long, it was obvious they were going to close up. So I said to myself, 'Well, why not try it? Why don't I try what we talked about today? I've got nothing, you know, to lose. I've already lost it, and maybe something to gain.' So he said to the man, calling him by name, he said, 'Let me see if I correctly understand what your whole situation is and what your concerns are. I'm going to see if I can reflect it accurately.' He said, 'I took no more than about 2 minutes to describe what this man's objectives were and his concerns about the recommendation I'd made and the favorable points in the other side. In the middle of my expression, he said, calling me by name, 'Would you excuse me for a moment?' Stood up, walked to the other side of the hotel room, picked up a phone, called his wife long distance. In the middle of a long distance call, turned around and said, 'You've got the deal.' This guy said, 'I was totally dumbfounded.' He said, 'I am even this morning.' I explained to him the human dynamic was more important than the technical dynamic, and that he had a huge emotional bank account, and the fact he gave that man psychological error caused that man to feel, other things being relatively equal, this man deserves the deal. And he's making such an effort to understand and to show concern and empathy. He deserves a deal. And I suggest that is the essence of what makes that principle work. It gives psychological air to people." You know, over the years, as I have attempted to teach this empathy material, I've learned that there are some very real arguments against it, some objections to it. And I'd like to just talk about a few of those and give my reaction to them. First, I find that many people would like it to be the case, but they also want it to be a panacea, a cure-all, as it were, to all kinds of human relations problems. And it isn't. It's just another extremely powerful skill to use in interpersonal relations, along with other skills. It's not the, you know, the be-all and end-all of communication. I'd focus on it so heavily simply because most people have never had any training in it at all. Really. I mean, didn't you find yourself, as we went through this little role play, how difficult it was? It's not an easy thing to do. So that's the reason for the heavy focus, but I do not suggest that it is a panacea. Another concern a lot of people have is that it takes so much time. My answer to that basically is that it does take more time up front, but oh, what time it saves in the long run when you're acting on correct understanding. Some people feel that it takes special skill, like professional training. I do believe that it takes some skill, but it doesn't necessarily take professional training. People that are already good in communication are doing it all the time. They're empathically inside other people. And if you really feel empathy, the skill kind of naturally develops, particularly if you attempt to develop it. So it doesn't take any real special training or professional expertise to do it. It's a very natural thing to reflect what another person is feeling. You see, it's like a whole person listening to a whole person. That's a good way of looking at it. A whole person, that is, not just what I say, but my face, my body language, a whole person, my heart, my feeling, is communicating. And you are a whole person. That is, you're listening with your eyes, your ears, both sides of the brain. That is, your intuitive side, the right sensing side, the feeling side, as well as the more analytical, logical, verbal side. I find another thing that people are concerned about is that they don't really have faith that it works. All I would say is this. You don't use the principle because it works. If you do, you're probably manipulating, not empathizing. You use it because you really want to understand, not to shape someone up, not to correct their attitude or to, in some way, do your thing on them. You really want to understand them. Some people say, I don't have the desire to do it. That's an honest expression. Many people don't. It's risky business to truly empathize with others because you are open and you're vulnerable. All I would say is the value of doing it is so immense. The power of healing, of therapy, of huge deposits is so great.